Welcome to Oakland North Radio,
a new podcast from oaklandnorth.net. In part two of our series on local Eritreans, Mario Ferloni talks to Dawit Bermane, a man who recently fled Eritrea.
My name is Dawit Bermane. I was born in 1978. I joined the military service in 1996. When I was there, I did what I was asked to do, for my family, my people, and my government. At the time, we expected a lot from the government. We're very optimistic.
Dawit's optimism didn't last long. After a year and a half, he was supposed to be free to start his life. But they just kept him there, in the army, without pay, for 7 years.
We started seeing another side of the government, which is beating and torturing and killing people. Like many others, I started having thoughts of leaving the country. At the start of 2003, I fled from Eritrea.
Dawit crossed the border into Sudan. He spent days walking through a desert with little food or water. Then, just as he was about to reach a United Nations outpost in Sudan, he was captured, sent back to Eritrea, and thrown in jail.
The prison was located underground. There was not enough food or water. You can't go outside. I stayed there for 6 months.
From that prison, he was transferred to another prison, and then to another. He says he was never formally charged. There was never a trial. He described his last prison as a kind of a Siberian gulag, except it was unbearably hot.
There's nobody to ask about you. Nobody cares about you. It's very far away, and no one knows you are there.
Then one day, he got a lucky break.
When the guards were looking a different direction, we started running away. A lot of people ran away that day, but I only know three who made it. The others were probably killed or arrested. You know the risk, and the consequence of running away from prison is getting killed. But staying there, you'll be killed anyway. The only choices are to die or to escape. So I chose to escape.
That's why I had him.
He spent 4 months hiding in the Eritrean capital, Asmara. Then he again crossed into Sudan. From Gambia, Dawit hopped around from country to country, his goal to reach the United States, where he has family.
Gambia, Senegal, Senegal, Brazil, Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, Nicaragua. Then Guatemala, Mexico, then America. That's it.
Dawit entered the United States in the same way many Central Americans do, crossing the desert guided by untrustworthy smugglers. Today, he has his papers as a political refugee. The voyage took almost a year.
Coming here is hard, but compared to how people are living in Eritrea, arrested, with no job, they can't go to school, it makes me relieved, and I'm happy that I got here.
Dawit is part of a group of young Eritreans in diaspora who publicly oppose the government back home. The director of the organization, Solomon Gebergesus, says there are thousands of Eritreans who try to escape the country every month.
Because they don't have any chance, they don't have anything they can do in their country, you know. They prefer, you know, to try their chances instead of just dying sitting inside their own country.
In Eritrea, there's no future. It's the bottom line. You live in a dark place, and tomorrow is going to be darker, and the next after is going to be darker still.
But if the situation in Eritrea is as bad as that, why are there so many Eritreans in the Bay Area who still support the government?
That was Mario Ferlone with the second part of our series looking at Eritrea. To hear other episodes, check out oaklandnorth.net.